Well, thousands of people are expected to turn up to New Zealand's first rural mass COVID-19 vaccination event at Stratford. That's today and tomorrow. The Taranaki District Health Board is hoping to give a first Pfizer shot to 6,000 people, a number that will help drag the province off the bottom of the vaccination league table. Our Taranaki Whanganui reporter Robin Martin has more.
RNZ number crunching of Ministry of Health data late last month showed only 3.1% of Taranaki people in Group 3 had had two Pfizer shots, the lowest percentage in the country. Nationally, the figure was 12.2%, and in neighbouring Whanganui, it was 15.1%. The operations manager for the vaccination rollout in Taranaki, Rachel Court, says the slow rollout in the province is a legacy of a conservative target it gave the health ministry. She says it aimed to vaccinate 7% of the region's population, or 8,829 people, by the end of June, the lowest target in the country.
Our rates of vaccinations increased, which was great, accelerated, but we were unable to sustain it due to the restrictions from the Ministry of Health, who held us to our original targets, and that was due to vaccine supply concerns. So we had best intentions, but so fine.
Ms. Court says the vaccination program is now firing on all cylinders. She says there will be 16 vaccination booths at the Stratford War Memorial Centre, and the DHB is aiming to deliver about 200 shots an hour.
Our Friday clinic is already full, which is fantastic, and there's still a few appointment slots available for the Saturday clinic. We've had a great response from the community so far.
Stratford Council asked the DHB to help with vaccinations because it was worried rural GPs would not cope. Deputy Mayor Alan Jamieson says it's wrapped with the response and he'll be lining up for an injection.
I dare say there should be a fair bit of response. Most of the people I've spoken to are very positive about it. Let's get vaccinated and try and get us back to a new normal, you know. No, it looks good. I'm heading in tomorrow morning, so we'll see what happens.
Graham Young is the General Manager of South Taranaki Māori Health Provider, Ngāti Ruanui Tāhua. He says along with other Māori health providers, it's been liaising with the DHB.
We have encouraged them to contact directly locals, in particular local marae for kahurangi, to ensure that they are engaged and are able to channel people through the marae and into the vaccination event itself.
Mr Young says Ngāti Ruanui Tāhua has booked in 40 to 50 of its own clients for a vaccination. Vicky Pratt is the co-owner of the Whangamomina Hotel. She reckons few locals are planning to head in from the remote east of the district.
I haven't heard a word about vaccination in the pub in the last week, so I don't think so. The odd one might have picked it up in the paper and if it has gone in, but it's an hour drive each way to pop in for, I suppose, a three-minute fix.
Vicky Pratt says it's a busy time of the year for farmers, with the beginning of lambing and calving season almost upon them. The good news is the DHB is aware of this and is planning to bring a mobile vaccination clinic to Whangamomina. Another mass vaccination clinic will be held in Stratford on Friday, August the 20th and Saturday the 21st.